Chase William DeMace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We are live at Centennial Sportsplex for Predators training camp today, and excited. You just love the music.
Oh, I love the music. Hey, it's the boss's birthday, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, it is. It is.
10th Avenue freeze out. You know, we're trying not to freeze out. We're so far so good. We're not halfway through the show yet, though. Usually by about 1 o'clock in the rink, you start really feeling it.
Yeah.
When you're at the rink.
It's good. It's not too bad. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. We say hello to Predators defenseman Alex Carrier, who is here with us live in the flesh. Alex, how you doing?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Doing fantastic. You know, it's good to be back here and seeing you guys. I mean, the last few years have been different with COVID and everything, but it finally feels normal again. So how's it been, you know, the getting on the ice and doing a little scrimmage? And I know you guys have been skating some, but how was it today?
It felt good. We were on the ice for almost 2 hours, so it's a good first day. But
how the legs feel?
I mean, we had a skating test yesterday morning as well, so legs are feeling a bit tired, but it's only 11 o'clock, so we'll have full day to recover. But it's good to be back, good to have a better pace than what we had like before camp. You know, it's summer hockey still before the camp,
yeah.
So it's not the same. So it's good to be back and playing 100%.
What's crazy is, you know, for you guys, is you show up yesterday and you're on the ice today. You play games on Monday with a doubleheader against Florida. You know, you were talking to Derek. Derek played in the NFL. They had training camp for a couple weeks before they played their first preseason game, but is it good for you guys to just jump right into it and go up against another team?
I think so. I think it's more challenging. Obviously, it's harder at first. Even just a scrimmage today, it's a bit of free-for-all a little bit. You know, the system isn't, like, perfect and all that. So you just want to – guys are trying to make a spot, make a name of themselves. So it's good to play against another team. I think we'll have more structure, and it'll be exciting to, you know, to get a win.
Pres defenseman Alex Carrier is with us. So the last couple of years for you, you know, you've obviously gone from being in Milwaukee, now you're a mainstay here with the Nashville roster. How has that growth process been for you?
It's been great. You know, it's been 4 years in Milwaukee, and then got finally a chance 2 years ago. Took it with the COVID situation and all that. So I don't take anything for granted, though. I always want more. I want more minutes. I want my play to be better. I want to be more consistent and all that. And it's still a work in progress, but I'm enjoying it.
Now, is it, with that being said, is it hard for you to work on specific things that you need for the season because everything happens so fast? Chase mentioned, you know, in NFL, you have weeks, you know, and then, you know, the offseason, but you have weeks before you actually even play a preseason game to kind of iron out some wrinkles, work on some things you need to work on as a player. But for you guys, it's not quite like that. You're jumping right back in the fire as soon as you go.
Yeah, we had a meeting first day of camp saying that we only have 15 practices before the first game of the season, which is really quick. So every time you get on the ice, it's all about being ready and competing, and you can't waste a day because otherwise you're screwed. So it's challenging, but it's also a challenge. It's a challenge, so we all have to be on the same page. You got to be ready to go. But I think everyone in the league is on the same page. We're all doing a short camp, so as part of the process, everyone is on the same boat.
Exactly.
Alex Carrier is with us. Alex, I know you're from the Montreal area. The draft had not been in person for a couple years. I just thought it was a really cool event when the draft was in Montreal. So I'm sure you had a lot of friends. I don't know if you had any friends that actually went to the draft, but, man, what a show they put on up there.
I know. Yeah, I had some friends that went because everyone from Montreal is a hockey fan.
Yeah.
You know, it's a religion over there. So I'm glad they did it in Montreal. I think the hockey community over there, everyone's loving hockey. So it's perfect that they did it there. I wasn't there, unfortunately, because I got engaged during that time.
Yeah,
I know. But so I couldn't make it, but I heard only great things, like fans screaming for the first overall, the name of the player and all that. So pretty cool.
Yeah, and of course it's coming here next year, so that's going to be really exciting. So all right, you got engaged. Some of your teammates got married over the summer, so you got a tough act to follow there. They put on some pretty good events.
I know.
What's the plan here?
Well, I don't know. I'm a grown-up now, I guess. But we'll figure out. We're already getting married in 2 years, so I got some time to think about
it. Okay, so you're a lot of time to plan.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now will your family be involved, or are you going to leave that to her family to put it all together?
I think we're from Quebec, obviously. We're French-speaking and all that. And I don't think it's our family that's going to take care of it. I think it's going to be just us two planning with obviously a wedding planner, because I'm over here. She's still working in Montreal, yeah. So it's it'll be hard. But yeah, we'll plan that together.
Good. Well, so let's look ahead to this year. I know the addition of Ryan McDonough is really going to help, you know, sort of bolster what you guys are already doing on D. What's your first impression of him?
First off, he's a super nice guy. Great leader. Obviously, on the ice, he's super solid defensively and with his passing and all that. So even when we got the trade this summer, I was really excited, obviously, because he's got two Stanley Cup, I think, maybe three. he's been the captain in New York. So a great player. Very excited to have him on board.
Well, one thing that we've talked about a lot, he's a left shot. So just balancing who plays left, who plays right. How hard is that for you? Is it the same thing? I'm sure everybody's different. Some guys can play their offside easier than others. I guess that is going to have to sort itself out here over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I think so. I think we got 7D, 8D that can play everywhere. We got great players on D, and I think it's good. The competition is going to be high. Everyone wants to play for minutes, but everyone also wants to win. So whatever role you're getting in the beginning of the season, you got to accept it, but you also got to keep pushing to get to the next spot. And if we're all doing this, then I think we're all going to get better, and it's going to be good for our team.
Yeah, and you're a good example. You've played a lot with Matthias Ekholm. You played a lot with Roman Josi. I'm sure you feel comfortable with either one of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard to feel comfortable with. Good player. Good. Like, yeah. So, yeah, no, I've been very lucky to play with those two guys. Obviously, they're a bit different to play with. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Jos had, I don't know, 100 point last year or something like that. So he's a bit more offensive, and Matthias is more defensive, defensively solid. So they're a bit different to play with, but they're two great players, so they're fun to play with.
I had a funny Josi story when we were at the broadcast meetings the other day. They were talking about the player tracking and some of the things you can do now with on TV where you have that chip in your uniform. So they had a play, and Crispy was the one that broke it down. They drew a line just showing the path of where Roman was skating before he scored a goal. And, of course, by the end of it, he's zigzagging all over the place. So there's these lines that are going all over the ice. But when you're playing with him, you just know he could end up anywhere, right? He could take a full lap around the rink for all you know. So that's different. You have to sort of play off of that.
Yeah, for sure. You got to adjust. But I think he also talks a lot on the ice because he wants the puck, right? So so he's calling for it, which is easier for me. But, yeah, you got to adjust for sure because, you know, he can be offensively left corner, right corner. Obviously, he gets the puck a lot. So you're usually like you know he's got the puck, so you play off him.
Alex Carrier is with us, Predators defenseman, as they will open the preseason coming up on Monday with a doubleheader. So how is the adjustment for a full schedule for you? Of, you know, obviously with COVID and the last few years, we didn't have that. How did you adjust to that?
Yeah, that was a thing that I didn't expect it to be as hard on the body and mentally. Just the traveling was super hard with the planes, the time zones and all that. When I was in Milwaukee, I was like, oh, this is the toughest traveling.
Yeah.
Always busing and all that. But I realized that
it's a little better at the NHL level.
I mean, yeah, the plane is nice and all that. Yeah. But what I mean is the time zones, you play a game on Friday, then you fly back, you go 2-3 time zones. It's a bit of a crazy schedule. So I had to adjust to that. Obviously, now I'm wearing a Whoop to track my sleep. I got a nutritionist to help me have the best energy out there and all that. So it was definitely a challenge, but I'm ready for this season. It's a long season, so
yeah.
I got adjustment to make it better.
Well, we're ready too. I appreciate you coming over here. It's good to see you, and we'll see you at the rink.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Alex Carrier, Predators defenseman, joining us here on the show as we're live here at Centennial Sportsplex today on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.